Hey everyone, Hiatus rolls along. How you holding up? Did you enjoy the teaser for The Far Meridian? It's a brand new show I'm producing, created by and starring our very own Eli Barraza. It's all part of our new network/podcast collective, The Whisper Forge. We have a ton of new stuff planned for the near future, starting with this one. So be sure to subscribe to The Far Meridian today on Apple Podcasts or your app of choice, and don't miss the release of the first episode on June 5th. In any case, we've got another minisode for you today. Remember, if you want first access to all minisodes, past and future, head on over to patreon.com/arisparadoxica and pledge to support the show. But for now, here's the life and times of Archimedes the Cat. Enjoy!
Diary of Sally Grissom, August 15th, 1950. The pumpkins still seem like they need something, like something I'm totally missing. I still can't believe how much of a hassle the hose thing turned into. Okay, maybe I was optimistic in thinking someone in this era might know what a soaker hose is. Maybe I don't have any working knowledge of what a soaker hose is designed to behave like, and maybe I shouldn't have tried to wing it at the checkout counter of the hardware store. Was my math off on the conditions up here? No, it couldn't be. I need to up the nitrogen content in the soil, maybe. Build a... Oh my god, Archie, I'm recording. Can you chill for 5 minutes? Christ, all I want is a little... Okay, you know what? Fine. Jeez. Oh, yeah. Okay, move, please. Thanks. You're a big help. Yeah, fine. What? Time. Why do I even put the kids There you go, boss. Go crazy. What? Hey, what? Come back here, you dick! This is the one you like! Like, the only one! Ugh! Okay. What was I saying? Soil, something, something. Damn it. Okay, wait. I have a new project. I guess I'll pick this thread back up in... I don't really know. 12 hours? I should have the parts lying around somewhere, but... This isn't even mad science. This is dumb science. Hey, quit that. Okay, my friend. So, you're snubbing what I'm buying you, but you are not starving. So, one of two things is going on. Either you're finding a trash can you like better, or someone in this charming little burg is feeding your fuzzy face. Now go on. Go about your business. Please, bring me data. I need to work on... And you're asleep. That's great.
Hello there. Who went and put that funny-looking thing around your neck? That can't feel too good, can it? Come here, and I'll just... Hey, where you going?
I just remember I have to call DC. You mind if I catch up with you?
Not at all. We've got another 20 minutes before the second attempt. The new lab assistants feel so... young. Was I ever that jumpy when I started?
You were never that jumpy. Full stop.
I'll see you back there. Just be quick. Time is money.
Haha, 5 minutes. Hank? It's me. Yes, yeah, I got your memo. I'll be sure to add it to the schedule. We're running Esther's mouse experiment later. My afternoon is packed. You'd have to ask her that. Yes, yeah, I saw that part. I'll speak to him on Thursday. What? No, it's nothing. There's just a cat. By the way, I'm going to send you a file on a house guest who just got to town. Yeah, very long trip. 61. That's correct. I'll send along what I have after he and I chat over a late breakfast. Do your usual checks, in case we have to seek reconciliation. Yes. No. You personally, no broadcast. Thanks. Yep, talk to you later. Afternoon, gentlemen. All's well?
Yes, sir. Afternoon, sir. Nothing to report, but Miss Roberts left word saying she'd be gearing up for the test. Said you know the place?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Casey. See you, fellas.
See you around, Mr. Wickman.
Well, hey, pal. Who end up over here? Hey, come here. You want some tuna salad?
What are you doing, Case? Don't give him any of that.
You sound like my grandmother, Sam. Pretty good, huh?
You feed that thing once, it's gonna come back every damn day.
No one's going to mind.
T-minus 15, people. Try not to look right at it. Project Mirror, sequence 2 proceeding. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
What in the hell, Esther?
I think it's a cat. Is that? Hey, Granny!
It's okay, everybody. Just the quirk of the machine. It's gone. Anyone hurt?
Let's go again. That test is contaminated. Everyone ready? Get some mice in here.
Guess he smelled a mouse problem and thought he'd do something about it. Sorry, pal. I misjudged you.
Come back anytime, little buddy.
Hey, Archie. Where have you... Ah, gross, man! Ugh. Worst roommate ever! Now come here. You're going to tell me where you have been all day.
Come back anytime, little buddy.
You're grounded.
Ars Paradoxica was created by Daniel Manning and Misha Stanton. The Life and Times of Archimedes the Cat was written by Julian Mundy based on a story by Julian, Dan Manning, and Danielle Shamaya, and produced by Misha Stanton. Featuring Kristen DiMercurio as Sally Grissom, Ren Beeler as Chet Wickman, Katie Speed as Esther Roberts, and Robin Gabrielli, as well as Julian Mundy, Misha Stanton, and Aaron Bark as Archimedes the Cat. Original music by Misha Stanton and by Eno Friedman Broadman. You can hear more at enoofficial.com or at enomusic.bandcamp.com. Come find us wherever we are in the internet. On our website, of course, arsparadoxica.com, where you can find episode transcripts or grab merch at our store. You can also reach us anytime, rain, sun, hiatus, or none, on your social media of choice at arsparadoxica, or at our email, arsparadoxica@gmail.com. Ars Paradoxica is made possible by listeners like you. If you enjoy what we've done here, consider leaving us a nice review. And if you can pitch in anything to help us keep the lights on, and in exchange get first access to new minisodes and more, go to patreon.com/arsparadoxica and pledge to support us monthly. And finally, Ars Paradoxica is brought to you by the internet. A plugin is needed to display this content. A product of the Whisperforge.